Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Taos resident.
Hi there, folks. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is this is part two of the Trump effect. God bless America and thank God for Donald Trump. However, the liberal media is still ignoring the Trump effect and focusing on the phony Russian fake news. At present, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has spent $12 million plus of our tax dollars in 1 year discovering nothing. But the Trump effect moves forward. Did you know that President Trump, May 24, 2018, pardoned Jack Johnson, who was nicknamed the Galveston Giant and was the first African-American world heavyweight boxing champion from 1908 to 1915? According to the law, then, he had been convicted for loving and marrying a white woman and put in prison for that. Obama was in office for 8 years. He did nothing for our Galveston Giant. Shame on you, Obama. According to The Hill, the GDP numbers report represents a remarkable turnaround from Obama's tenure in office. More capital spending, hiring, and wage growth. Consumer and business confidence are both booming, having been broken out of the 8-year stranglehold of Obama low confidence and slow growth. Millions of dollars in bonuses were paid to millions of Americans, which Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called crumbs. This president pulls no punches, from trying to resolve DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals, restore federal budgets to regular order, and to straight talk about abortion's inhumanity. There's a renewed emphasis on depoliticizing the Department of Justice, stronger border protection, restored sovereignty, addressing drug abuse and rising violent crime. There were three powerful presidential speeches 2017 on foreign soil by President Trump. One in Saudi Arabia, rallying the region to defeat terrorism. By the way, ISIS has been greatly reduced. One in Poland, urging Europe to respect individual freedom and history. President Trump declared, "The West will never ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will survive, and our civilization will triumph." And one in Davos, Switzerland, urging a return to honesty, candor, and accountability in international trade relationships. The U.S.-China relationship has already changed for the better, almost everywhere. Trump has caused old ideas to be re-examined. He has said, enough is enough. That's the Trump effect, folks. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.